Just go with Alex, putting us together. Very appreciative. Very much. Like Dovi said, also, see this prayer that I thought about this before. Is that we're Hasidim here. Let's just make that known. We're all Hasidim here, as the Stichiner Rebbe of Kew Garden Hills, as always, not with me. But so, you know, Hasidus, that we always find the bright spot in sometimes dark places. So we know we just came off the Bein HaMetzarim. It's called Rod Feha Yisugua Bein HaMetzarim. So I know this farm say that Rod Feha is Osios Rodevka. So Preda is also Osios Rodevka. So the issue with this Preda is that what looks like a Preda externally is that we're just coming here to show Hashem that we're just, it's hard that we're leaving, but we're just being Rodevki. Just mamas chasing after Hashem. So, you know, like Dovi said, it's not a goodbye. It's cautious, you know. There's no doubt that this is cautious. No one's saying bye here. But it's like Rubenstein said also. It's Rubenstein Suda's prayer. I should make that known. It's his Suda. So when it's true, when, before I moved to Queens, it was like 3 weeks before my wedding. I called and I said exactly those words. Hi, Rubenstein, it's Chesky Schreier. I don't know if you remember me or not. And I said, I'm moving to Queens and like, just, what's the Shabbos matzah of everything? And I said, okay, we're going to make a shmak and it's going to happen. And in the first week we lived in our apartment, we had a shal shittis. And remember my wife said, she's like, I was not like expecting this. You know, she had no idea what I was getting into. You know, but it went on a, it's not been an awesome ride. And the fact that, see, it seems that on the chitzon, it seems that, oh, I was the one who, you know, like I'm the one who started everything. But I'm also not the one, I didn't have any kids at that time, I didn't have 5 kids at the time. The fact that Rav Rubenstein was able to come every single shot, especially at the beginning when I made it crazy on him, instead of 1 nigun, it was 7 nigun in the span of, it wasn't an hour and a half shal shittis, it was a 3-hour shal shittis. So, but it's that mysterious nefesh by Rav Rubenstein also, and that included that kept that going strong. But, so to try to give over just a very short idea, and then you need a very straw, because that's where... That's where I happen to be going, Mitzvah, in less than a week. We're all going there at some point soon. So, Rav Nachman says in the Kutim Aran Torah Zayin, he says in Aleph there, he says, Duh, ki ikra galus eino ele b'shvil chesron emunah. He says, the ikra galus is only because of chesron emunah. Katz Pasuk in Shir Shirim says, Tavoi tashur me rosh amanah, emunah hi b'chinas tefillah. And he says that emunah is the need of tefillah, like the Pasuk says, v'hi yadav emunah. The Targumo and Targumko says Prushim Bitzlop. So again, you're going to have to connect some dots here. So it says so far that Tefillah, that Emunah is they need a Tefillah. It says B'zeh B'chinas Nisim L'malam Ateva. And he says that this is also the meaning of Tefillah of Emunah is something of Nisim, of miracles, which is L'malam Ateva. Ki Atfil L'malam Ateva, Ki Atev Mechayev Kein. Because what Teva, the nature of everything, says, this is what it will be. But if it's tefillah mishana teva, but when you daven for something, let's say someone's sick, chas v'shalom, you daven for them to have a refuah, that's against the teva. So therefore, that's tefillah is l'malam teva. Zed davar nes, zed tzarech emunah. But now to have in a davar nes, you have to be mamin in it. Sheyamin sheish mechadish v'yadol chadish davar kitzono. So in tefillah, you're davening that Hashem changes what's the teva. So you have to be mamin that you're davening to someone that can change the teva. It says v'ikr emunah b'chinas tefillah b'chinas nisim. Eino ela b'Eretz Yisrael. And the place where all these come together, of emunah, of tefillah, of nisim, comes all to fruition in Eretz Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, Shechan Eretz u're'e emunah. When you dwell on the land, you're going to pasture emunah. V'sham ikr aliyas tefillahs. And that's ikr place of Shemayim, like it says, V'zesh zeshar Shemayim, it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. So you see what Menachem just mapped out for us. We have tefillah, we have nisim, we have emunah, and we have malam teva, and we have Eretz Yisrael. So all this comes together in Eretz Yisrael. So remember, was that a Nate's Minion Kiddush, where someone said after Nate's Minion, said, "I'm a fan of Mashiach ben Yosef," and Rubenstein's like, "No, you're not," and he's like, "I'm a fan of Mashiach ben Yosef." He's like, "No, you just have it wrong," and that he was mevar something that mamish changed a lot for me, and it's a shkafa pnimi. He said the Indian of Yosef Atzadik says when Yosef has Yerida. It says he was Yored L'Mitzrayim. So Yosef's Yerida is not being in Eretz Yisrael. It says David, so we know David Mel comes from Yehuda. It says right after Yosef goes down, it says, V'yered Yehuda me'achav. that Yerida for Yehuda is not Tolayim Makom. It's Tolayim where his brothers are. If he's not with his Chevra, then that's Galus for him. He says, that's the Nekud of Mashiach ben David. He says, that's where the Baal Shem Tov comes from. Nachman comes from here. He's traced all the way back to David Melch. He said that Indian of there's two drachim. So Mashiach ben Yosef is that it's all about Eretz Yisrael. By Mashiach ben David, it's all about where's the Chevra? Where's the Shechina taking me? So one of the things that I spoke about with the Rubenstein after that was that people have it wrong that they see that if you're in America, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, can't be a Jew. He says there's Chitzonius Eretz Yisrael and there's Pnimius Eretz Yisrael. Is that Eretz Yisrael is a Davar Pnimiasa. And that you have to be Mamshich the Or of Eretz Yisrael where you are. It says, I'll pee what Yehuda Shita was, is that when you have Chevra, when you're together with Chevra, and when you're Mechazik each other, that brings the Nekud of Eretz Yisrael where you are. So that's where Ibn Nachman makes a Gzeir Shav in the Kut Maran. He says that the Pasuk says, talking about Eretz Yisrael, it says, Tamid Eine Hashem Elokecha Ba. That Hashem's eyes are tamid on Eretz Yisrael. And he says also that we say every day in davening, say, Bakshu Fun of Tamid. Says, what's the connection? Is that when you're mevakesh the panim of Hashem tamid, means what you're chasing after Hashem, rodev kai, you're always chasing after Hashem, then you're zochet to tamid eni Hashem el kechaba. Then the tamid, the eyes of Hashem, which are always on Eretz Yisrael, come upon you. Which means that Hashem's eyes of Eretz Yisrael are on a Jew, which brings Eretz Yisrael onto you where you are. Hashkacha pratis of Hashem. So when you're chasing Hashem, which is exactly what the whole inyan that we do here, we chase after Hashem, we're always mechazing each other. Like we said the other night. He says, you know, you have to be a little bit crazy sometimes to do what we're doing. If people look at us sometimes like we're nuts, you know, like what are you guys dancing about? You know, like just to give you an example of the difference of one shita versus another shita. A certain rabbi said to Rubenstein, he's a chashuv rabbi, but he said that I gave a shir in shul about toivling your kelim. Toivling, you have to toivle a toast or whatever. And Rubenstein said, why don't you tell them to toivle before Shabbos? You know, teach them about toiling before Shabbos. Toil with their kelim before Shabbos. That the derech is also is that you can learn a lot about toiling kelim, toiling this. But if you're never toiling yourself in the mikvah of the Borei Olam, there's no chias in that. There's no Eretz Yisrael in that. And this is one of the things that we have here. We mamash live in a mikvah here. Mamash live that we're always, if you come to Shalosh Shabbos, you leave feeling like you just toiled in a mikvah. You know, you get a little bit slutty. You get a good workout out of it. But because there's an avoda that we do. There's a void by this. So, that's the Nekuda of bringing Eretz Yisrael upon you. So, Rav Nachman speaks about, in the Kutta Maran also, he says that Rav Rubenstein quoted this. This is based on what he said at Shalosh Shabbos this week. He said that Rav Nachman speaks about how the Gemara says that there's something that stands Berumo Shel Olam and Bnei Adam Mizazlim Bo. Something stands at the highest points of the world, Krum Zulos of Bnei Adam. Something stands at the highest of the world, and people just trample on it. What's this? Ezezu? Zot Tefillah. So tefillah is something that stands by the highest points of the whole world, and no one cares about it. And Rumsi said this week, and something that's very true by us, is that one of the things we're mechazik, we have the Liman HaTorah Baruch Hashem, we have Shavuos, we learn all night. We have different yom that we get together to learn. We have Shirim, we get together for whatever it is. But one of the ikr things here that not a lot of other places have, is that we have tefillah here. The tefillah here is an ikr. Tefillah is real. It's not just real. People leave a Neitz Minyan, a 3-hour Neitz Minyan. It's unheard of. But you feel like it's 5 minutes long. Unless it's very hot. Sorry about that one time. I'm sorry. And it's hollow on the hot day. But the thing is that we try. Why? Because the tefillah is the bas melech of the Borei Olam. It's the Shechina. And it shows here that the fact that that's an ikar by us, it shows that we care about the Shechina. That's why it says in the parsha this week, it says, Ki lo alechem levada yichei adam, ki al kol motza pi Hashem yichei adam. Right, so we know that lechem, the remez that says Mishle, Rashi says also, lechem is remez to Torah. But the pasuk says, ki lo al lechem levada yichei adam. It says, you don't only live on Torah. Ki al kol motza pi Hashem yichei adam. But you need the motza pi Hashem. So what's this? So ki al kol motza pi Hashem yichei adam is gematria tefillah. Is that also, if you're only living with Torah, that's not real chiyas. That's not the motza pi Hashem. But when you bring tefillah into that world also, when you're mechazik tefillah, then you could have the motza pi Hashem. That's why you see it connects right after beautifully also. It says, Eretz chita v'sarah gefen te'inav rimon eretz eishem dvash. Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tochal balechem. It says, Eretz Yisrael is a place where they don't eat lechem in poverty. So Rav Nachman has beautiful Torah in that Mem Zayin. Because Rav is here also. It says, Eretz asher lo b'miskenus. So lo b'miskenus is gematria tefillah lekel chayai. It's that lo b'miskenus tochal balechem. That you realize that you're not in poverty. Why? Because when you have tefillah, it's machias. Then I don't eat lechem in poverty. That's why Reb Nachman reads tefillah kachayai. He says you have to read like this: tefillah lekel, period, chayai. That when I daven to Hashem, that's my life force. That's my chias. That's what I have. That's the whole Indian of what we're trying to chazik here. Is that avodas Hashem is real. It's a real thing. It's not just that I have a nice Shabbos and I'll see you next Shabbos. It's that the whole week we're working on Shabbos. The whole week we're working to do avoda, to be real with each other. To do something emestic. And that's the nekuda of Eretz Yisrael. Like the Zohar calls Eretz Yisrael, it calls it Eretz Achaim. Eretz Achaim, Rav Nachman says that Eretz Achaim, what does it mean Eretz Achaim? It's the Eretz that's mamshech Chaim to the whole entire world. That from Eretz Yisrael is where you mamshech all the Chaim that you could have. And this is the Indian that we have here. Is that when we're living with this Avodas Hashem, living with this, yes, it might be that I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to know here also is that as long as you continue this Avodah, you're living with Eretz Yisrael too. And that's the Iker. It's Eretz Achaim. But when you have Chiyas in your Avodah Hashem, which we have your Baruch Hashem, then if you have it as a Sudas Preda, then okay, it was good until now I go away. But just to be Mechazik, that I might not be here, but doesn't mean anything ends. If anything, now we step on the gas pedal even more. So the second we forget that Eretz Yisrael is part of our lives, then it's game over. See, if you think that only if I'm in Eretz Yisrael I can do Avodah, it's not true. It is here, everything about Rav Rubinstein, like we speak about all the time, is that you're living with Eretz Yisrael here. Like the Maisa with Rav Matal and Rav Rubinstein's brother. Rav Rubinstein's brother is speaking to Rav Matal, and he asked him, should I stay in Eretz Yisrael? He says, you should stay in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Rubinstein's brother said, Rebbe, give me a bracha that my Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael should be as good as your Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. And the Rebbe said back, amen. Because there's an Indian that you could be mamshech Eretz Yisrael here. That's Eretz Achaim. So the nekuda is to keep that avoda going strong as much as we can. So it says in Tehillim Lamed Daled like this. It says, so the question is really that it's good that I have that, but how do I figure out, how do I get to that place of Bakshu Fanav Tamid? How do I be zochet to always be on fire on that avodah? Where does that come from? So David Melech says in Lamed Daled, it says, Eini Hashem El Tzadikim. That those same inayim of Hashem, which Tamid Eini Hashem, says, Eini Hashem El Tzadikim. That what? That the inayim of Hashem are on the Tzadikim. It means that the tzaddik's living with those inayim of Hashem, which is Hashkacha Pratis, which is the Hashkacha of Eretz Yisrael upon him. So I was in Baruch Hashem, I was in the mikveh today, in Yesh Kodesh. And I saw this guy, I don't know what his name is. I said to him, he's a big schmuck guy. I said to him, I was like, oh, you know, Rav Rubinstein just moved to Woodmere. He's like, Rubinstein? He's like, I recognize that name. And I was like, I don't know, from Queens. He's like, oh, his eyes lit up. He's like, oh, he's the Talmud Chacham from Queens. He's a special person. He's like, wow, he moved to Woodmere. Wow. I was like, yeah, he's 2 minutes away. He's like, wow, what a schuss. Right? Saw a guy. Today I was talking to another guy. And we were talking, whatever we were talking about different things that we try to speak about. And all of a sudden he says to me, he's like, I know you're close to the Rubinstein. He's like, you know what's so gishmak about Rubinstein? He's like, I've never seen someone who has such mochin de gadlis, but is so good at going into mochin de gadlis and going right back to mochin de gadlis all the time. It's like, I've never seen someone who just lives with such a chayin, and he just kept going on. I've never seen someone this, never seen someone this. He just couldn't, and he's not so close to the Rubinstein. But it's something that we have here that we're around, and we're in the Dalai Lama of Rubinstein. And we don't realize the schus we have to that. That people in YU, my wife tells me this all the time, if you guys only knew the amount of calls I got this summer, hey Chesky, you think you could set me up a meeting with a Rubinstein? You know, like, at the beginning of the summer when people were still around, I must have gotten a call every other day about that. Hey, you think it's Shaf to meet with the Rubinstein? It's not just here we have. It's Farakway. I got a call from Chicago. It's in YU. It's in New Jersey. It's in Teaneck. It's in Inglewood. It's all over. People are mocking this. And it's a schuss we have, moms. We lived with this for 2 years. And still continuing more. So one of the other that Rubinstein spoke about Purim time is that it says about Mordechai. The Mordechai was always Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. Spoke about in YU. Shar HaMelech. So it was like 5, 6, 7, a lot of times in the Megillah. And he said the Indian of Shar HaMelech is that he was always standing there, always davening, always in a state of tefillah. And it must have been 3 or 4 shirim that he spoke about Shar HaMelech. Because Shar HaMelech is Gematria Mordechai Yoshua. The idea of being at the Shaar HaMelech is that if anyone sees Rubenstein davening, just being around him, you almost feel like you're somewhere special. You feel like you're there. As long as like you know, you could be cleaning up a house, you could be playing football with his kids, but as long as you know that you're in the Dada, almost you feel like this is Pashat Avod Hashem. You know, from hanging out with anyone else, sometimes you're playing basketball, you're like, I don't feel Hashem here. You're doing whatever you could be eating. You feel like in your room, so you feel like there's something about being by the Shaar HaMelech. That the way he comes to a shir is that if anyone listens to the shir on YU Torah, the first 10 seconds are blank. Why? Because sitting there being mizbonin, how to give a shir to chevra. How do every single person that comes matters? Every new person we have here, we have interesting characters that have come along through all this time that we've been here. But every single one always goes through rooms in es hadracha, because there's a caring there. Someone feel like I'm close to something real here. Rumsin also spoke about one time on Shalosh this year. He gave a whole beautiful shir about being atznei lecha simel kecha. Why? So if anyone sees Rumsin's avoda, it's most sneeze. You wouldn't know anything when you come here. You just wouldn't know that just when he's sitting here now. But all of a sudden, when you see the davening starts, when you see the lechadodi, you feel like you can't go so close to the chazan because you might burn. You know? When people see on Kabbalah Shabbos, anyone could attest to this. When you see Rav Rubenstein puts on that talis, you take a deep breath, you're like, oh boy, I'm ready. You know? When you see by Musaf, when we steal Rav Rubenstein's sitter and give it to Eliezer, to daven Musaf with, Eliezer has a 25-minute Shemoneh Esrei. You know that you're going in for something special because there's something there. But it's with such a tznius. That's why it's Nei Alech, this is also Gematria Mordechai Yeshua. Because that Indian also of so tzanu in that avoda, which is the emes of what it is. Kol kvod avas melech panima. It's living with the Borei Olam Tamid. And it's something that we ramish. It's such a schus. It's like, it's just ashrenim atel tokinu that bizocha to help organize these things, bizocha to be in touch with Rubenstein, that, oh, should we do this? And it's not like just that I organize everything. It's I ask him, he gives me a drach on what niganim. Go high, go low. Set this up. Don't do this time. Do this time. Call this person. Shalashidus maybe should be here this week. It's running everything from behind. But it's making sure that everyone has a place. There are times where I can say a billion stories. But it's just, it's it just comes down to just that nekuda of just being misbonin on an ashrenu matov chakenu, shezachinu eskar de rabbeinu Rabbi Rubenstein. It's mamash, it's emes. You know, you ever feel a chias? Is there anyone else who's a chias like this in Rabbi Hashem? A Purim Suda? A Chanukah Tish? A Sukkis? Anyone who's there for Hoshana Rabbah? You know what I mean? Like, it's everything. You could name everything. Like, Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av. Rubenstein was in South America last year, Tu B'Av, and he's still called in the Kibbashir. Why? Because he knows how important it is to us, but he cares. He's not saying, okay, so I can record this goal in my Torah, because he wants to mechazik us, to make sure that we're grown. And anytime you come in, one of his best moments that happened in the shul was a new person came in, and I happened to be learning there, sitting, I was learning with the person, and he says to me, he's like, are you the rabbi? And who's the first person to turn up? Rumsi's like, yes, he's the rabbi. He never takes any cover for himself. But anyone knows, we know here, that there's no diburim for it. It's just it's cool MS here. It's cool MS and it's cool avoda and it's mamash is chus to be part of that. That's Rav Nachman says in the Kutim Artinyana that tzaddikim yirshu aretz. That you feel like you're in Eretz Yisrael when you're by Rav Rubenstein. That's why it's you think people are saying like, oh, you're excited? You excited to go? And my wife says to me like, Cheska, are you excited to go? And it's hard because I want to be excited to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I am excited. But when you feel such as cautious to Eretz Yisrael here. 24/7, literally, and Shabbos is mamish. It is Olam Haba, and every day is Olam Haba when we do something together. You know, any tefillah, and it's hard. It's hard to feel like, you know. But listen, hopefully this is where Hashem wants us to go. Like they'll be saying, it's just a Pesach that we're all bizocha to be there. But the nekuda is that we have to mechazik each other in this, and to realize that it's not just that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. It's that we all have Eretz Yisrael here. And so, because everyone's been thanking me for leading this chevra, so if you're calling me a leader, then it's on all of us now to keep up the chizuk of Eretz Yisrael. It's to step up even more. And again, I'm not a person who gets mussar, but we have to step up. Because there's no one else doing this type of avoda. There's no one else that has this type of rebbe. That's mamish, kulo avoda, kulo fire. So it's everyone has to be misboning on it. Think about, what can I do more now? Being mamshich Eretz Yisrael, to realize that's a reality. It's real that we're doing real things here. Or mamish trying to set ourselves on fire, but it's important that we have to mechazik each other. That's why a chevra. Also, it's Guys like Alex, guys Dovi, guys like Shmuel, guys everyone here who comes. Mamish Doug comes every single Kabbalah Shabbos nonstop. Always one of the first 10 of the first 5 of the minyan. It's a real chevra. So we call Eretz Yisrael Eretz Tova Ruchava. Ruchava is also a chevra. When you have a chevra like this, also it's also b'china of Eretz Yisrael. You feel like you're in Eretz Yisrael here. You have diburim like last night. I showed up to Mincha. Where else can you be having such conversation? We had a 5-minute conversation, me, Amster, and Svi. But it was just so sweet. It was so good that, like, I would talk a little bit about Rav Rubenstein, and then a little bit the Minion, then this, that. But it's just, it's so good. And every single person here has that. And something we've built together. And it's cool to see when you build, when you do Avodah, when people are committed to what we're doing, you see Paris come out, and it's really a matana from Hashem. So again, we have to be mod to Hashem like crazy. Mod to everyone. Mod to any. Mod to my wife. Mod to all our rebbezins who let us come. Our family, whatever it is. But most of all, so we have to be mod to for sure the rebbezin for letting us potentially spend more time on Shabbos with us than he does with his own family. I think so. And for coming to every minyan, every shalashis nonstop, and just not even that, but. Not having time to prepare the Shalosh Shudis and somehow grabbing time to prepare it. But also, another thing that's things that are overlooked is that normally a rabbi gives 3 drushes on Shabbos, he gets paid $1,000. Rumsi never asked for any money here. Never asked her, oh, you're going to have a perm, maybe you should pay me. Never asked for any of that. He did it because why? Because he believes that it's real. And Samuna, and then you think, oh, okay, but like, he's part of the Chevra, Anybody who'd give 3 drushes on Shabbos is making not less than $500 on Shabbos. Anyone who's saying his Torahs on Shabbos, not making less than $1,000. And it's all because he has such an ahav for us, and he feels like he's part of the Chevra. That's it, just part of the Chevra. The amount of times he said that to me also, it's like, oh, I'm part of the Chevra. It's not true. It's Aleph. But there is legitimacy to that, is that he just wants to build with us. So it's an inyan of hakaras hatov to make sure that we mechazik that kesher we have also. To not let go of this kesher that we have with the Reuben scene. To mamash mechazik. It's as if he's not here now that I'm speaking now. You also have to make that a kesher with the Reuben scene. But that's the clue we have here, It's such a beautiful nakuda I have here. So it's really it's a shame to everyone for letting me do this. Chever for coming also. So to respond to a text for it's chizuk when someone sends a text after Shabbos. Shabbos mein al haba. It's a big chizuk to know that, because yeah, you know, you do things, but everyone here feels like we're part of that. You know, how many times has it been after Shabbos that I've texted someone else, thank you so much for Shabbos, and they're like, why are you thanking me? Because you came, and you made a kishmak. And that's real. It's something we've done here. And continue building that like crazy. So just finished the Maisa, because Rubenstein's Rebbe this year has been Rav Simcha Bunim, Pshischa, with the Stachiner, so we're still trying to be Miyashev, that Stira, but maybe Yavin. But, so it's Maisa Rav Simcha Bunim, that Rav Simcha Bunim, his Rebbe was the Choza Milblin. So we know by the Choza Mamash saw the whole, he knew everything. He saw everything, knew everything. So it was Yadua by the Choza that on Rosh Hashanah, he knew what all his chassidim would have the whole year. He knew who would have good parnasa, bad parnasa, but he only told the people that he knew were like big tzaddikim that could handle it. So he saw whatever he saw that year, Rav Simcha Bunim was going to become bankrupt. So Rav Simcha Bunim was a big pharmacist at the time. So he goes over to him and says, Bunim, you know, I know you could handle this, I'm going to tell you, but unfortunately this year it's been Guzer and Shemayim that you're going to go bankrupt this year. He says, okay, my Rebbe says I'm going to go bankrupt. That means I'm going bankrupt, okay? No kashas, okay? So he goes right after Hashanah, goes to his pharmacy, and he sees within like a couple weeks, he's losing a lot of money. So he decides, he shuts down the pharmacy, and he gives all the money to his wife, and says, okay, I'm going to Warsaw for the year. And he checks into the best hotel in Warsaw, and he goes there. So now, by Rav Simcha Bunim, he was known throughout all Poland that he was a very respected and big person. So, you know, when a poor person goes to a hotel, they check every day to make sure you pay. But by Rav Simcha Bunim, they knew he was a very wealthy person, so they didn't have any kashas that he'll pay. So a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks, anything. He was just learning and davening all day. So 3-4 weeks, 2 months go by, and he gets a knock on his door. Sorry, he gets a letter in the on the door that says, "Hi, Rabunim, it's come to our attention that you've been here for 2 months and you haven't paid yet, so if you could pay within the next couple of days, that would be wonderful." So he goes down to the office and he says, "Oh, I'm just very busy with something right now. I'm working on something, so I'll get it to you, don't worry." Okay, another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, another month goes by. And now he gets a knock on the door from the bellboy. The bellboy says to him, "You know, you've been here now for 3 months. Please pay." So, okay, he gets it. He says, "Okay, I'm not worried about this. Doesn't make anything." Another month goes by, and he gets another knock on his door. The bellboy says that the owner of the hotel just called me. He says, "If you don't pay by tonight, 6 p.m., or if he's paid tonight by 6 p.m., or else." And Reb Simcha Bunim shuts the door, and now it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And all of a sudden he says, "Hashem, Mamish, you know that people know me in this town. People know I'm the Jew of this town. Hashem, you need to help me out. Please give me the money. Please give me the money, Hashem. Mamish, I'm broke. I don't have anything. I'm begging you. Please give me the money, Hashem." Okay, so he's davening, the whole day davening. So at 1 o'clock he gets the knock on the door. He says, "Oh no, the bellboy's here." And he gets a letter, and this woman, let's say her name was Mrs. Friedman. And he recognized that name was from the wealthiest people, billionaires of Poland. And she said that we just had an accountant work for us, and Imamish doesn't even know what 1 + 1 is. Doesn't know ABCs. Right? And he doesn't know anything. I know you, Reb Simcha Bunim, are a very chashuv person, so we're going to hire you, and we're going to pay you. So Gishmak, Hashem just sent him his Yeshua. So he takes the letter, and he signs back. Says, "I will not take upon this job unless you make me your assistant." And he sends it back. So he just had the opportunity to pay everything. So he sends it back. He says, "No, unless you give me your assistant, I'm not taking anything." So he sends the letter back. And 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, he's davening, he's crying. "Shem, I need the money, please." So again, 5:15, 5:30. Knock on the door. He's like, "Oh no, the guy's here." All of a sudden, it's Mrs. Friedman herself. Mrs.
Temrel.
Ms. Temrel herself comes and says, and he's like, "Oh." He's like, "What are you doing here?" She says, "I can't believe the chutzpah that you have to write. I offered you a job, and you say I have to be only if I'm your assistant." He's like, "But I see how brave you are, and I'm willing to work with you. You're going to be my assistant." And he hires him right then. And he says to him, "Okay, I know, but unfortunately, I need to make a payment right now." He says, "Okay, perfect. Whatever the payment is, I'll pay for it." Boom, all the money's paid for. Shmack, he got everything, and he almost thanked Hashem like crazy. It was all from his tefillos. So he got everything, and boom, he paid it all off. So he goes back to the chutzpah the next day. And the Chosa sees him, he's like, "Oh, Rabunim, you look so good." He's like, "Rabunim," says to him, he says, what did he say? Ah, he says like this. He says, "Rabunim, I'm so happy you realize that as long as you have tefillah, you're never bankrupt." He's like, "Gishmak, because you're tefillah, you're Paul, that you never go bankrupt." But he says, "But Rabunim, I have one question for you. Why, when she came to you to offer you to have the job, you had your shoe there? Why didn't you be mekabel it?" So Rabunim says, "You know why? Because I saw that Hashem started opening up the gates for me, and I just wanted him to open. I wanted him to open them only wider for me, and then it was mekabel." But there's so much from that ma'aseh to learn for. Is a chevra here? We had a hisrachavus. We've had that the gates have been opened to all of us by being around the Reuven scene. But now the kud is now push even more. Don't settle now. That okay? Reuven scene's a wood mirror. I'm going Eretz Yisrael. Push even more now. Someone has to step up. Step up in your own avodas Hashem. Whether or not it's here or not, but in your own personal avodas Hashem, realize the schus that Hashem has given you, and fight even, push even harder now. So that's the call. We'll see you all in Eretz Yisrael.
We all know that our schus was Rabbi Rubinstein with us praying and all the excitement of the prayers, but all the way
out. So now I'm chazik even more, chevra. That's it. So shvizocha to that day, Yom Shkul Shabbos, to all be together, to daven together, to learn together. Zochet that day to see Gula Shlema, see Yad HaShemayah, cover Shabbos Kodesh.